Improving sanitation in Ghana. Collaborative Leadership for Development and the Greater Accra Metropolitan Area Sanitation and Water Project. During our leadership intervention in Ghana's sanitation sector, it seemed accepted that this is just how it is. Ghana, a middle-income country, often touted as a haven of stability and good governance, lagged in sanitation. Ghana's percentage of improved household sanitation access is worse than that of their much poorer and less stable neighbors, such as Mali, Liberia, Ivory Coast, and Burkina Faso. Yet, ironically, Ghanaian strategies and approaches are successfully shared and applied in other countries. The Collaborative Leadership for Development program was brought in by the Greater Accra Metropolitan Area Sanitation and Water Project of the World Bank and the government of Ghana to overcome this sense of impossibility, achieving progress. The plan was to empower the people currently in the system by improving their leadership skills and facilitating results-oriented processes. Problems were evident at three levels. Authorizers tended to use a top-down approach to leadership, relying on bylaws and giving staff orders rather than asking questions, learning from field-level experience, or defining desired results. The implementers in the municipal sanitation departments were overwhelmed with the size of the problem and unclear on how to move things forward on the ground. Communities commonly used public toilets, which were badly managed and posed serious health risks, and practice open defecation or flying toilets. Our intervention needed to enable behavior change on each level, providing the authorizers with leadership training and many opportunities to put it into practice, help change their leadership style. Galvanizing implementers and communities to work together allowed them to overcome their sanitation challenges. Using the rapid results approach, 10 teams from 10 MMAs worked to overcome sanitation challenges. The teams consisted of a mix of unfamiliar players, government staff, chief fishermen, traditional authorities, landlord associations, media, and others. Together, they worked in a manner which was previously unknown in these municipalities. Focused on their specific goals, they developed processes to shorten lengthy procedures, activities to mobilize citizens and approach their issues from many angles. As a result, toilets were installed, no cholera deaths reported, more than $1 million worth of drains constructed at compressed schedules, and long stretches of Accra's beautiful beaches saw a dramatic reduction of open defecation. At the same time, the heads of their MMAs attended a series of leadership learning events, which allowed them to embrace results-oriented management, transforming the way some of them now lead their municipality. All teams managed to institutionalize changes in their municipalities and sometimes even spread the innovation to others, including setting up a sanitation court, joint sanitation police task forces, and monitoring market cleanliness with detailed hygiene checklists. Is the sanitation crisis in Ghana solved? No, but progress was proven possible, and bad sanitation practices are not just how we do things. By setting clear and challenging goals, aligning authorizers, implementers, and communities, promoting innovation, and learning by doing, we can achieve the impossible.